Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Jill Kaufman.
I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. The opiate epidemic, in Massachusetts is taking place in both urban centers like Quincy and rural places like Conway. Stories of who is using and what they stand to lose and sometimes what they leave behind are showing up not only in support groups, but also in the work of artists and writers.
Like poet Amy Driansky. She lives in a beautifully hilly western Massachusetts farm town, not far from five well-known colleges and I-91, where drugs travel frequently from south to north. Sitting in a studio in Springfield, she told me recently that like everyone, she walks and drives around a lot, but what she sees in the same places over and over again comes out in her writing, like one particular house on a corner.
It's a place where my son actually gets on and off the bus for school. So I just was in a position to watch the house decline, knowing also some bits and pieces about what was actually going on with the people who lived in the house.
Those changes became for Driansky a poem from the viewpoint of that house. It's called Fixed Blue Gone.
When the house began to empty, it was almost spring. Beneath the leafless oak, blue lilies pushed through patches of snow, surrounded an empty pizza box, guarding the lawn like a tied-out, barking dog. For a while, the mom was fixing up the place, little statues, a blue wading pool for the kids. There was a car. She got them to school pretty much on time. Then that was gone, too. And some nights, red, white, and blue cruiser lights washed up against the house. You knew they were fighting. You could hear it. You could practically see through gaps in the siding they never managed to fix. Imagine in winter, heat from the fire rushing back out, somebody's fingers possibly blue with cold. March, no smoke in the chimney. Just an empty, pounded-down spot and frayed blue tarp where cordwood used to be. Then she was in jail, and all around the house, tall grass, blown lilacs, wild rose swallowing junked lawnmowers and tractors he used to fix for a little cash, along with the weed he sold, he said, to keep himself in smoke. April, I give him and the oldest boy a ride, both of them junky twitching, sweating in the back seat. His boy and my girl the same age, and I made small talk. High summer and the house gone dark, cardboard for windows, wheelbarrow heaped with dirt, shovel set against it, like someone thought they were coming right back.
That's poet Amy Driansky reading Fixed Blue Gone. She told me that people think of small towns in western Massachusetts as idyllic, as places where people maybe don't have a lot of money, but things are generally okay. And in a lot of senses, she says they are. But there is also a veil over the problems people confront.
There are, I think, problems associated with rural life that are really specific to small rural communities. And I also think there's a tendency in small communities to want to cover up things that are happening that aren't so great, that we're not so proud of. And yet these are families, these are people who have grown up in these towns, sometimes for generations longer than I've been there. And these are children who are in our schools. There are kids' friends. There may be, you know, walking their kid down the street in a stroller, but they're not so different from us. And I think that, I'm including myself when I say that, we tend to think, I think, of heroin addiction and opiate addiction as something that those people, you know, those people are not like us. I think that it's become so pervasive that here we have a situation where I think possibly a family started with a not so harmful way of living, and that sort of escalated into something that they never would have imagined. I guess that's what this poem, you know, the whole part at the end about the rake against the wheelbarrow, like they thought they were coming right back. I don't think anyone enters into opiate addiction like going, yeah, that's it, I'm out of here. I don't think that this family and this couple ever imagined where this road was going to lead them.
Since Driansky wrote the poem, the house has been sold. She thinks it may be torn down, and the kids, she believes, are in a foster home. Amy Driansky's collection of poems, Grass Whistle, won the 2014 Massachusetts Book Award in Poetry.